Welcome to the Oxford Brookes University Library podcast for Wheatley Campus. Episode 3, An Interview With. I'd like to welcome Andy Kilmister, Senior Lecturer in Economics. Andy, thanks for coming to talk to us this morning. First, can I ask you, how do you expect your students to use the library?
Well, there's no one single answer to this question. People use the library, and we want them to use the library in such a wide variety of ways. One of the things that we've been trying to do over the last few years is to map out for students different ways of using the library, some of which they might use more or follow more in their first years, and some of them which they might follow more in the second and third years, or as dissertation students, or at master's level, and to try and show the students the variety of the ways in which you can use the library and the ways in which these all fit together. So in the first year, I think we want people to use the library very much to get a feel for the different kinds of information that there are around relating to economics. So that maybe at school people have concentrated on a textbook and maybe reading the newspaper and possibly something like The Economist. Well, there's a much wider variety of different things that people can look at. There are things like academic journals, there are the databases, there are broader range of textbooks, there are research monographs. So it's partly familiarising themselves with the breadth of that kind of range of sources in the first year. In the second and third year, what we're very much concerned about is that people use the library in order to develop a critical understanding of what they're learning, not just gathering facts, although that is important to know what the facts are, but also using the library as a way of finding out about how a single issue or problem can be viewed by people in different ways, so that the library becomes a sort of gateway into the variety of debates that are going on in economics.
So in other words, you really want them to develop a more critical faculty and an ability to analyse what they're reading rather than just collecting vast quantities of information.
Very much so, but we recognise that that's something that's quite hard for people to do from a standing start at the beginning of the course. So we try to develop that as people go through the 3 years of the degree in a sort of staged and structured way.
Of course, many new students will be starting their courses very soon, and they'll be given reading lists. And they may not be sure quite what they're supposed to do with them. So can I ask you, do you expect students to read everything on their reading list?
No, and I say this very explicitly to them at the beginning of the module. Although I must say here, just in brackets, that different people have different practices, and it also depends very much on the particular subject that people are studying. So I'm talking really here from my own experience. But certainly in the stage two modules, I don't expect people to read everything on the reading list. The reading lists are very long. They cover a wide range of different areas, and they're designed to provide a basis for students to then go and specialise in the areas which they find most useful and interesting and most clearly related often to the assessments that they're doing, the particular coursework topic they've chosen. So I actually star the different week-by-week things with the three-star, two-star and one-star system. The three-star things are the things that I would like everyone to read, at least part of. The two-star are the ones that are very useful, and if you possibly can read this, then do. And the one-star are often just as important in their own way, but they're more specialised. They're things that I would expect people to focus on if they particularly relate to their coursework assessment or to their particular area of interest.
I see. Right. I think you'd agree that the library's more, though, than just a collection of books and journals. So what library services do you think students should use to make their studies more effective?
Well, I think, again, it's to some extent subject-dependent. And if you're studying a very practical module, which is very much business-related, then the sort of things that you'll be looking at will be the very up-to-date business information and statistics that are provided, market reports, data environment analysis of the environment of a particular industry and things like that. For some of the more sort of theoretical modules, which, say, we feature maybe more on the economics field, It's very much a question of using the library databases and going back and looking at the range of academic literature and debates that there have been in the past. Sometimes it's a mixture of the two. It's about mixing theory and practice.
And finally, from your own point of view, what do you like best about the library? What aspect of the library has helped you most in your work at Brooks?
Well, I think there are two things really here. Firstly, it's always been a very user-friendly library, a very friendly library, and I've always found the staff very helpful and the layout of the library very helpful. I mean, before I was at Brooks, I worked and studied at Oxford University, which has tremendous depth of library facilities. But as a student, they're actually quite difficult to use. They're spread over very many different locations. It's often quite hard to gain access to the material. So the ease and sort of friendliness of the Brooks setup was something that I really liked when I first started working here and have continued to like since. But what I think we now have, for me, added to that, and which is really quite exciting, is that through the increased availability of electronic materials, we actually have a range of material which is vastly greater than I had access to when I was a student, and which when I was a student would only have been available to people in 3 or 4 elite universities in the Western world, really, the range of runs of journals and access to working papers and things like that. So I think I would say to students that you do have a tremendous advantage now that past generations haven't had in terms of the availability of information, and that hopefully will be something that people find very exciting and enthusing when they embark on their studies. It is also a challenge because there's so much of it and you have to negotiate your way through it, but it's something that does give you access to a huge opportunity.
Well, thank you very much, Andy, for coming and sharing your views with us this morning.
Thank you.